Even before the Covered California call center in Rancho Cordova opened, there were floating balloons and words of congratulations.
4, 3, 2, 1, open for business.
Health leaders participated in a kickoff celebration. Before the end of the first hour, hundreds of callers were on hold waiting to talk to agents about enrollment. Covered California Executive Director Peter Lee.
California's doing a great job, but this is national. This is the entire nation saying healthcare is a right, not a privilege. It's happening in every state in the country. It's a new era for the nation, which is truly historic.
The day also marked a new era for 41-year-old Melissa Martinez of Davis, California.
I was diagnosed with lupus 19 years ago. I was 22, and I've kind of seen it all. I've had good times and bad times.
Martinez works at home as a branding and marketing consultant, and she's uninsured.
This last bout of insuring myself, it was about $600 a month. And my meds, because I have lupus, are about $600 a month. And so I had to pick one or the other. So I let my insurance go.
For the past 3 years, Martinez says she's been paying out of pocket to see her doctors and buying her prescriptions from Canada. She said the scariest part of being uninsured isn't having an autoimmune disease. It's the fear of health problems she can't anticipate, like accidents and another serious illness.
It's been very scary to think about, you know, what if, and then what?
So just after Covered California's website was made available for open enrollment, we asked Martinez to log on. At one point, the screen went blank, but it came back, and she was able to use the site's Shop and Compare tool.
They asked for basic information, number of household income, zip. So as I said, there's three of us, and I've only been working about quarter time.
Martinez is single and has two kids. Because of her illness, her income was limited to $30,000 this past year. When she finished entering her information on the computer, a handful of plans popped up. She says the silver plan looks right to her. It has a premium of about $100 a month and a $500 deductible.
$100 a month versus $600 is amazing. It really is.
People with different medical and financial needs may have different opinions about the affordability of the available plans. Even Martinez says there are a lot of unknowns about the health law. But she says she thinks the federal law is a step in the right direction, and her chronic health problem isn't the primary reason she's planning on buying coverage soon.
I don't want to be that person that ends up going to the ER every time there's a common cold or there's a situation, because that is just perpetuating the issue. I think if enough people get educated on how the system works, and if everybody goes into it, we'll have a solid base.
By mid-afternoon, Covered California says its site had 5 million web hits, but there were still some problems. The site wasn't ready to enroll employers in the exchange set up for small businesses. But implementers of the law in California are looking at long-term success. California Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley.
This is just the beginning. It is a marathon and not a sprint. We are at the starting line. This is going to take weeks and months and years to really experience the full benefit of the Affordable Care Act.
There is one other thing that California health policymakers don't know yet. Enrollment numbers will not be released until November 15th in Sacramento. I'm Pauline Bartolone.